Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and this is one for the record books. It is the official end of the Gap and Ye partnership, something that started off with so much hope and excitement for a world that was bettered by the combination of Ye and Gap. And sadly, it's kind of just petered out over the last 2.5 years, ever since it started in July of 2020, all the excitement, especially around 2021 when we first started to see product, it just kind of evaporated as we're sitting there going like, what are they doing? And you know, from the audience perspective, I guess we're audience in this, we can never figure out, you know, is it Ye being an artist and delaying things, or is it Gap being difficult and not putting things forward? And we started to get some answers as Ye's elaborated a bit more about his frustrations with Gap. And today we got even more information. So this article was one of the things that kicked everything off. Wall Street Journal, Gap and Kanye West are ending their partnership. And this happened, you know, kind of in line with when Ye told us it was going to happen. Back in the first weekend of September, Ye was going hard at Adidas and Gap and kind of narrowed in on Adidas and spent the weekend posting on Instagram about them. And at the end of it, when he finally felt satisfied with where things were there, he's posted this. There was a message from someone that said, "Dear Ye, your legal team recommends that we refrain from posting anything on Gap for another 10 days. And he just said 10 days, and this is day 9, and they went for it. And he had posted this as well today to Instagram, and I'm pretty sure there was an initial version of it that was just a normal piece of paper, and then it got updated to have this artsy background image, which is just such an artist thing to do. But you can see here, it's from Ye's lawyers. It's very hard to read, but I'll lean forward and read it for all of us, you know? Dear Mrs. Howard and Mr. Breitbart, we write as legal co-counsel for Yeezy LLC in response to your August 23rd, 2022 letter concerning Yeezy's notice of breach dated August 16th, 2022. And I just want to make note that a lot of the time when Ye does things publicly, people are just like, why is he doing this? This is out of nowhere. What's going on? Why doesn't he save it for private? There's almost always something going on behind the scenes that's been like happening that we're just not privy to. And people tend to assume that it's Ye just being chaotic for no reason. But this is something that like Ye was having ongoing legal discussions with Gap and was clearly frustrated enough to send them a breach and gave them an opportunity, as we find out, to like course correct, like we can make this work, and Gap just kind of refused. So it goes on to say, it is apparent from your response that Gap has abandoned its contractual obligations under the strategic agreement dated June 25th, 2020, as amended the agreement. And so this was first announced as partnership in July. Was it July of 2020? And so it seems like they had these contractual obligations, which Ye talked about in terms of opening brick and mortar stores was one of it, one part of it. And also the amount of product that was going to be in stores by a certain date was another thing that they had agreed to, that Gap backed out on both of those aspects. So, and disclaimed any intention to attempt to cure the material breaches identified in the notice, which in any event are incurable, which is my favorite part of that. Just like, you didn't do anything. And in any event, even if you did, it's incurable. You weren't going to be able to fix this no matter what. Notably, Gap does not dispute that it has failed for over 2 years to sell a single product in a single Gap store, including any of the 500 plus stores in North America, nor does Lowe's Gap dispute that it has failed for over 2 years to open a single dedicated store anywhere in the world. So yeah, those are two huge things. I know that we got the Yeezy Gap as engineered by Balenciaga clothes that were in Gap stores, but the core Yeezy Gap stuff, like we saw with the round jacket, with the perfect hoodie, those things that weren't the Balenciaga connection, never got sold, right? In stores. I mean, they were sold online, but they weren't sold in stores. And then rather than dispute the facts set forth in the notice, Gap attempts to avoid its clear contractual obligations through a tortured reading of the agreement. I love legal talk. It's like, you know, if you're twisting the words, it's a tortured reading of the agreement that would render Gap's contractual obligations illusory and would completely negate the detailed schedule agreed upon by the parties in the fully executed April 2021 project plan, which per the agreement constitutes an integral and enforceable part of the party's bargain. Yeezy rejects Gap's position categorically and will take all necessary action to enforce its rights. So yeah, pretty forceful and gives some insight into the ways in which it seems Gap just didn't want to follow through. They didn't like the direction Ye took. And it seemed that they just kind of put their foot on the brake and let Ye kind of wallow for a long time. And one of the things that cracks me up is like this keychain. I got this email today about this keychain and it was like keychain available. It's just like engineered by Balenciaga, a $40 keychain. Like the double layered Yeezy Gap hoodie, the perfect hoodie, was $80. So you're telling me that two of these dumb keychains are the equivalent of one double layered hoodie? Or that this is more than most like t-shirts? This is one of the dumbest things. I hate keychains in the first place. So like any keychain to me, I'm just like, that's dumb. But a $40 keychain that's just all black and has like a little Gap tag, one of the dumbest things I've ever seen for sale. And the fact that it's $40 is just infuriating to me. So not only did that story come out, but Ye then goes on to CNBC and does a 14-minute interview, which, you know, CNBC only posted 3 minutes and 41 seconds. It was actually something that was posted by the fans. That's a full like 14 minutes of Ye talking. And Ye says a lot over the course of this interview. He touches on Yeezy Academy. He talks about the ways he felt disrespected by both Adidas and Gap. He has a couple great lines in here about when you're the king, you can't be in somebody else's castle, and that he's not going to talk money with somebody that's broker than him, which is such a classic Ye line and is already becoming kind of like meme and noteworthy. He's doing it all in the Yeezy shades, and he's getting like some of his, if you've seen the Joe Rogan interview, starting to go off on some tangents about like America and the vision and the future and all of that. But that's inspiring stuff, and it's cool to hear Ye's updated thoughts on a lot of this. Like, it's kind of in line with previous comments we've heard from Ye in the past, but more refined and just the 2022 version of Ye's thoughts. So this is the most that we've heard him talk, like 14 minutes in a minute. Maybe since like February. So that's pretty cool to see, and especially in such a tumultuous period. And of course, this is already like so funny that Ye's like going on to CNBC talking about this Adidas or Gap deal, and you can see that the Gap stock is just falling. It's also wild that when they first announced the deal, I'm pretty sure the Gap stock went up to like upper 20s, like low $30 range. And the fact that it's just plummeted all the way back down to less than $9 is just sad. So we're going to get into a couple of these articles. That's like the main overview. But if you want to stick around for the bonus content, some of the specifics of this, we're going to dive in. So this is Suzanne Kapner. Saying Gap Inc. is winding down its partnership with Kanye West, which makes it sound like it was Gap's choice when Ye was the one that kind of initiated all of this, saying the company and Mr. West are not aligned in how they work together. According to a memo review by the Wall Street Journal, Mr. West formally notified Gap, on Thursday morning that his Yeezy LLC fashion brand was terminating its partnership with the apparel chain. So that's not Gap winding down its partnership, that's Ye terminating the partnership. The journal earlier reported, a letter from Mr. West's lawyer said Gap breached the agreement by not releasing apparel and opening retail stores as planned, which we talked about. Gap and Mr. West in 2020 announced a partnership to develop a collection of clothing under the Yeezy Gap brand. The rapper and designer has complained recently on social media. Items won't disappear from stores, Gap said. It was still planning to release upcoming Yeezy Gap items in the pipeline, according to a memo sent Thursday to employees by Mark Breitbard, Gap brand president and CEO. Simply put, while we share a vision, Mr. Breitbard wrote, how we work together to deliver this vision is not aligned. Yeah. What's funny, I saw this letter. He also said, I want you all to know that we honored all of our contractual obligations. And it's like, what rah-rah speech to your employees do they want to hear? Like, we honored all of our obligations, when clearly this was just like a disaster from how, like, and I don't know who's to blame on that. If it's just like both are to blame, Ye was difficult, Gap was difficult, Gap was scared to like follow Ye down the path, or however it went. But it's just like the lack of product in stores was just jarring from the get-go, that everything was just an online drop. And you're kind of like, are they emulating the Adidas version of things with how they were selling the Yeezys? But clearly things just failed. But in trying to like rally the troops, you're just like, we satisfied our contractual obligations. So I don't know what that guy's talking about. Like, nah, it sounds like something was off. The music and fashion impresario known as Ye has taken to social, that's new. I haven't heard that construction, has taken to social media to criticize Gap for allegedly copying his designs and cutting him out of the creative process. In a video clip posted on Instagram in late August, Mr. West told a group of Gap executives, you have to really give me the position to be Ye and let me do what I'm thinking, or I have to do the thinking somewhere else. He says in this interview that he would be talking to them and feel like he was on mute because of the responses he was getting and the lack of interaction he was getting from the Gap higher-ups. And in this, for copying his designs, there was a post that kind of kicked off some of this on the public side, where somebody noted that there was this Gap Kids t-shirt that looked exactly like the Yeezy Gap engineered by Balenciaga, and they posted that to social media. Ye ended up posting it to Instagram and being like, what the hell? Like, this is just like copying of our designs. Some people tried to say that it was like a basic Gap design that's been around for a while, and just Yeezy Gap by Balenciaga happened to be a similar design. But Ye, whether that was the context or not, felt slighted by the fact that that shirt was available. So, and maybe there's more stuff behind the scenes. It's not just that, but that was the only thing that I saw public facing. Mr. West, who has also publicly criticized Adidas on social media, had talked about wanting to partner with Gap in various interviews over the years before inking his deal with the San Francisco company. The deal provided for Mr. West to earn royalties and potential equity based on meeting sales targets, which also might be one of the reasons why Gap was kind of pumping the brakes on things, because they wanted to not meet the sales targets. More recently, he has talked about opening his own retail stores. We're going to open Yeezy stores worldwide, starting in Atlanta, Mr. West said in an Instagram post in late August. Gap was required to sell 40% of the Yeezy Gap assortment in brick and mortar retail stores during the third and fourth quarters of 2021. So that was one of the big details, according to the letter, which was signed by Nicholas Gravanti Jr., a partner with Cadwallader, Wickersham, and Taff. Okay. The first item, a Yeezy Gap hoodie, went on sale in the fall of 2021, but it was available only on Gap's website. So 40% of the Yeezy Gap assortment in brick and mortar, and they did zero. It wasn't until the French luxury house Balenciaga got involved that products under the name Yeezy Gap Engineered by Balenciaga made their debut in stores. A new batch of Yeezy Gap products is scheduled to arrive in stores for the coming fall and holiday season. According to the company, the Yeezy Gap items will be priced under $100, in contrast with the more expensive Yeezy Gap Engineered by Balenciaga. Gap was also required under the agreement to open as many as 5 retail stores dedicated to showcasing Yeezy Gap products by July 31st, 2023. So they still had some time. According to the letter, to date, Gap hasn't opened a dedicated store, the letter contends. Mr. West's 10-year deal with Adidas, which runs through 2026, is also fraying. The German sportswear giant and its executives have faced criticism. Yada, yada, yada. We've been over all of that. The two parties have been in conversation for the past week, and Adidas is trying to find a path toward continuing the partnership, according to people familiar with the matter. Mr. West has long held ambitions to affect fashion the way he has put his imprint on music. In 2009, he interned at the Italian fashion house Fendi. As recently as 2018, he hoped to become the artistic director of Louis Vuitton menswear, a job that went to his friend Virgil Abloh, who passed away of cancer in November. Before collaborating with Adidas, Mr. West joined forces with Nike. Yeezy Gap partnership showed signs of trouble early on. In September 2020, Mr. West threatened to withhold the line until he was given a board seat. He made similar demands about joining Adidas's board, and they did nothing. So we have that article. And one of the things he talked about in this interview was price. I don't know if they mention it in here. But he talks about the fact that he wanted to sell stuff for $20 and was telling Gap, like, I want to sell like some of this stuff for $20. And the Yeezy Gap Balenciaga stuff, they priced at $200. Like, Ye had no control over the price points for that stuff. It was completely like Gap's call to price the stuff where it was at. And there were people on Twitter made a good point about the fact that, like, partnering with Balenciaga, you know there's going to be a price increase. Like, of all the people you could partner with, that has to be one of the most expensive given how expensive Balenciaga stuff is in general. So I get that, but at the same time, like $200, $150, how expensive the Yeezy Gap stuff is. And Ye did mention that they chose colorways that he wouldn't have picked. We just saw a new Donda Dove, not Donda Dove, but the Dove Yeezy Gap Balenciaga shirts release. And there's like white, red, a brown, and it definitely feels like colorways Ye probably wouldn't have gone with. Same complaint that he had with Adidas and some of the Yeezys, those blue shoes right here, I imagine, are some of those where they were picking names and telling him, like, hey, don't tell people you didn't pick this name. It's like, well, then ask me what name I would pick, you know? So this article here by Jack. Kanye West, who goes by Ye, okay, there we go, said Thursday he's terminated the contract between his company Yeezy and Gap. The move comes after Gap allegedly failed to meet its obligations. Shares of the retailer fell nearly 4% Thursday. It would have been nice if it was like a solid, dramatic, like 20%. Yeezy notified Gap of its concerns in August and gave the company contractually designated 30 days to cure its breaches. Nicholas Gravanti, a lawyer for Ye, told CNBC. He said Gap took no action on the concerns. No action, man. It was always a dream of mine to be at the Gap and to bring the best product possible, Ye told CNBC's Closing Bell on Thursday. Obviously, there's always struggles and back and forth when you're trying to build something new and integrate teams. He said he wasn't able to set the prices he wanted on his products and that he didn't approve of color selections. Yeah. It was very frustrating. It was very disheartening because I just put everything I had. I put all of my top relationships, Ye said. Our agenda, it wasn't aligned. And he talks about top relationships. I think he mentions in the interview, like, people that he had called, people he had talked to. Like, he went to the Rolodex, right? Is Rolodex still a thing that people know? Like, you watching this, who are like 22 years old, 17 years old, do you know a Rolodex? Am I like, I don't know. I don't know if Rolodexes get talked about anymore. You know, growing up watching the cartoons I watched, people had Rolodexes still, but nowadays not so much. But he pulled out his list of names, and I'm sure like Ye was all in on this when it first started. And then it must have been really frustrating to have proven yourself so much with Adidas. And then you're going into this Gap deal with Gap, like, struggling. It's not like Gap was on top and they're partnering and you have to kind of like listen to Gap because Gap's doing so well. It's like Gap's struggling. They're out of it. Like they're no longer popular, cool, interesting. And Ye's like, look what I do with Adidas. I can do this for you, but I want a little more control this time. And to like really have a say in this, like, let's make this happen. And they go, you know what? Nah, we're just going to keep doing what we were doing, you know, and let's see how that goes. It's just outrageous. One of the weirdest business decisions I've ever seen. It was frustrating. It was very disheartening. Yeah. He also said he was dissatisfied with progress on launching physical Yeezy stores. Everyone knows that I'm the leader. I'm the king. A king can't live in someone else's castle. A king has to make his own castle. Yeah. Gravanti said Gap's non-compliance with the agreement has been costly and that Ye will now promptly move forward to make up for lost time by opening Yeezy retail stores. How quickly? Who knows? Gap CEO Mark Breitbart confirmed in a memo to employees that retailer would wind down its partnership. The retailer still plans to work through its Yeezy product pipeline. Important to know is that throughout this partnership, we have upheld our commitments. Yeah. Like, important to know, dear employees, we've upheld our commitments. And meanwhile, the employees are like, I asked for time off and you wouldn't give it to me. And the teams have done so with the utmost integrity, navigating obstacles and demonstrating incredible resolve. Okay. Announced in June 2020, the partnership between Gap and Yeezy, it was June? It wasn't July? Okay. Set to continue through 2026. Yeezy, owned solely by Ye, would receive royalties and equity based on the sales. Gap also agreed to distribute 8.5 million shares to Yeezy as certain sales targets were met. The first product in Yeezy Gap line, a blue puffer jacket, sold out in hours upon its release online in June 2021. Gap later made headlines selling Yeezy products in its Times Square store, but the termination letter said those products were the result of a separate contract between Yeezy, Gap, and Balenciaga. Following its launch, Wells Fargo predicted that the partnership could bring in $1 billion in sales in its first year. Those were the days. Those were the days. But Gap has been struggling with slumping sales and in August slashed its financial outlook. The company has acknowledged missteps with its Old Navy chain and has been looking for a new leader since its CEO left in July. Just make Ye CEO. See what happens. You know, what do you have to lose at this point, Gap? In recent weeks, Ye has publicly aired his grievances. The rapper, producer, and designer, no Oxford comma, and still calling him a rapper, you know, made his squabbles with Adidas well-known in a slew of Instagram posts. I made companies money. The companies made me money. Created ideas that will change apparel forever, like the round jacket, the foam runner, the slides that have changed the shoe industry. Now it's time for Ye to make the new industry. No more companies standing in between me and the audience, he told Bloomberg. As a teenager, Ye worked in the Gap store and referred to his time there in the lyrics of Spaceship on his 2004 College Dropout album. That's a nice, polite way of putting it. Got Kanye all up in the front of the store. So if you want to watch this, there'll be the link. You can see the full thing. But I love that he's wearing the glasses. Oh, he said the glasses are coming soon, too. But who knows what that means? Is it tomorrow? Is it next week? Is it next month? Is it Christmas? We'll see. But as soon as they're out, we'll make a video. So that's it for now. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.